Greetings to you, dear listeners, and welcome to another fine evening of Oob Radio, brought to you by our friends and yours, Shirley and Spinoza. My name is Madama Pushka, Guardian-in-Chief of the Dog Czar, Papa. Papa is the embodiment of the last remaining descendant of the planet Ruxpin, which was destroyed by a chain reaction of vending machine explosions. The explosions were the unfortunate result of bizarre experiments by the Ruxpin government to enslave all inferior dog breeds by placing them into the vending machines that only the upper classes and the Ruxpin government could use. These machines were attached to a centralized computer, which was said to have been built by the ancients themselves, who came from the planet we know as Sirius, or more commonly known to us now as the Dog Star. Intriguing, isn't it? Yes, well, we shall continue our little tale right after we break for a simply wonderful little piece of music by the incredible string band from the Chelsea Sessions recorded in 1967. Let's have some tea and biscuits now, Papa, shall we? Yes, 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 yes. Thank you.
como fue. Yo te vi detrás de un abeto, te llamé copo de nieve. Junto a ti corrí y en la nieve resbalé. Si algún día yo me voy, jamás te olvidaré.
From New York City, where a diamond-hard surface of glitter and froth hides a pulsing miasma of heartbreak and shame. From New York City, where armed debutantes hold the middle classes at bay. From New York City, where trust is just a name on a bank, comes the man who can't keep a secret, Mr. Chatterbox, and his gossip report to the nation.
This is Mr. Chatterbox reporting to you from the frontiers of fashion where chic never sleeps. Lights lost their luster, music lost its bounce, and the sleek set bowed its head in grief this week when it learned that glamorous Mrs. Ormond Offal, a Gotham trendsetter for decades, had been electrocuted by a malfunctioning health appliance. Mr. Chatterbox takes this opportunity to pay personal homage to a great, great lady. My listeners will remember Mrs. Offal as the confident socialite who began the vogue for little children some time ago, but Mr. Chatterbox's memories go back so much further. Only a handful of friends know how deeply Mrs. Offal grieved when her husband suffered his fatal portfolio attack some years ago. With typical fortitude, Mrs. Ormond Offal assumed custody of her husband's frail little investments and did her best to bring them back to health. Yes, Mr. Chatterbox can say with true sincerity that we'll all miss the bravery, the wit, and the beautifully groomed fingernails of glamorous Mrs. Ormond Offal. Those fabulous black twins, Havana and Dominica Davenport, brought down the house when they read their poems at the Avocado Baths. Dominica, who hates textiles of any kind, was wearing one of her new melted steel radials, pelted Havana with tiny little hot cross buns. Those fabulous tan twins, Mr. Chatterbox couldn't like them more.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Hey, beautiful. How did I know you were gonna call?
Oh, gee, I don't know.
Well, what's up? I've got this game show on TV. It just won't wait.
Well, I called to find out if you'd like to go to the dance with me Friday night.
The dance? Why, I'd love to.
Great.
But I'm going with someone else. Sorry.
What a turkey! Oops, no match here.
Thank you. is Pennywise. Joan, you're next.
This is Sue.
Ah, hi, Sue. How can I help?
Jim, I really have a problem with impulse buying. I never have money left for anything.
Oh, why?
Jim, I really have a buying impulse problem with buying.
Okay.
Buying anything, anything, anything.
Now, wait a minute. Go ahead and use some of that money to bring some happiness.
Jim, I really have a problem. Jim, I never have money left for impulse buying.
A lot of people have that problem. Take cash.
Good idea. I feel we really need to buy right away.
After all, money is only paper and metal till you put it to use.
I never have money left.
But we've already decided to buy.
Impulse, impulse.
I really think it'll help.
Idea.
Oh, thanks. Okay, let's go to line four. This is Pennywise. I'm Jim Phillips, and your name is...
Bob.
Hi, Bob. What can I do for you?
I get confused by all the claims made in commercials.
Oh, this is Pennywise. Line six, you're on. And your name is...
Bob.
Caller number five, you're on the air with Pennywise. I'm Jim Phillips.
I get confused by all the claims made in commercials.
Oh, let's go to line seven on Pennywise. Hi, I'm Jim Phillips.
Bob, commercials.
Oh, oh.
I get confused by all the claims made in commercials.
Oh, well, listen. I think your first responsibility is to yourself and your family.
The what?
Thanks for the call. Hello, you're on Pennywise with Jim Phillips, and you are...
Bob.
Okay, let's go to line four. This is Pennywise. I'm Jim Phillips, and your name is...
Bob.
Oh.
Commercials.
Hello, caller.
I get confused by all the claims made in commercials.
Oh, and your name is...
Bob.
Hi, Bob. What can I do for you?
The what?
Go ahead.
I get confused by all the claims made in commercials.
You sound frustrated.
It's because I am.
Well, my kids and I, for example, love to build things with scrap lumber.
The what?
All right. Thanks for the call, Carl.
Bob.
Oh, this is Pennywise. Line six. You're on.
Bob.
Yeah, Barb.
Bob.
Go ahead.
Claims made in commercials.
Oh.
I get confused.
Why?
I get commercials confused.
I can imagine.
The what?
Well, many religious people follow the biblical plan of tithing. You may want to visit with your clergy about it, but of course...
The what? The what? Commercials. Commercials. I get confused by all the claims.
Then your name is...
Bob.
That's a tough one. A lot of people have that problem.
The what?
Truth in advertising.
I get confused.
Advertising, though, can be a really good source of information because of the truth in advertising policy.
The what?
Because of the truth in advertising policy.
The what?
Truth in advertising.
The what?
Truth in advertising. Truth in advertising. You see, the law requires advertisers to tell the truth.
The what?
The truth. The truth. To tell the truth. Truth in advertising.
Good point.
So listen carefully to the wording of an ad.
The what?
The truth in advertising.
The what?
Well, then you have to decide if honesty goes both ways, right? After all, so... This is Pennywise. You're on the air. Hi, Bob. What can I do for you?
Yeah, Jim, this is Charlie.
Okay.
I've got a moral question for you.
The what?
Now, wait a minute. Thanks for the call, Bob.
This is Charlie. I've got a moral question for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a matter for your own conscience, Charlie.
I figured you'd say something like that.
All right. Why don't you give it a try this year?
Okay, but they'll never catch it.
Well, thanks for calling, Charlie.
Thanks.
This is Pennywise. Line six. You're on.
Yeah, Jim, this is Charlie. Thank you.
Commissioner Bolton here. Searchers comb the Ventura Freeway for a shark attack victim. The Coast Guard searched unsuccessfully on Highway 101 Tuesday for a young man killed by a shark while on a motorcycle tour of Southern California. The coroner sought proof that the shark was in fact a great white. The Coast Guard cutter and a helicopter crisscrossed the freeway where John McAllister was found dead Saturday, seeking signs of his boyfriend and his motorcycle. If anyone knows the whereabouts of John McAllister's motorcycle or the great white which killed him, please contact KZSC immediately.
Thank you. aloha vela la hae ake domi domi. Uwa vela paha owa noho mei nei la hae ake domi domi. Awi ya vale uwe di aloha vela la hae ake domi domi. Uwa vela paha owa noho mei nei la hae ake domi domi.
Thank you. Rolling on 15.
Thanks for tuning in. This is DJ Training, and the category is Which Fader? Okay, contestant, remember we're starting out at ground level, zero DJ hours. Remember, each correct choice will affirm your competence, and well, every wrong answer will. Well. Okay, trainee contestant, are you ready?
Ready as I'm ever going to be, Bob.
Okay, first question. Last song ends, you've got a record cued on turntable 3. Which fader?
This one.
Top of the hour, time for a mic break. Which fader?
This one.
Snappy caller calls, you want him in the mix. Which fader? Well, that just about wraps it up in this category of Which Fader? Remember to stay tuned for the bigger picture on DJ Training, KALX. Is the whip or double outside turn. In this movement, as in the outside spin, there must be a looping lead initiated by the man on beat four in order to turn the woman into an outside spin. Next, the man pivots outside himself to complete the whip movement. As the man begins to lead on beat four, he must make sure that he carries the motion of his lead up into the spin and then turns himself on beat six, finishing in the tap position. The tap finish is the secret to being able to complete this movement on time. Both the man and woman must pivot around to face one another as they swing their legs into the tap position, thereby finishing this movement. We'll count this as follows. One, two, three, and spin. Two, three, and spin. 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 And spin into the tap position, thereby finishing this movement. We'll count this as follows. One.
Sounds like a lot of supernatural baloney to me.
Supernatural. Perhaps. Baloney. Perhaps not.
Crazy, hey, but that's how it goes. Millions of people living as fools. Maybe it's not too late to learn how to love and forget how to hate. Mental wounds not healing, life's a bitter shame. I'm going off the rails on a crazy train. I'm going off the rails on a crazy train. I've listened to preachers, I've listened to fools, and I've watched all the dropouts who make their own rules. One person conditioned to rule and control. Hey, the media sells it, and we live the role. Mental wounds still screaming, driving me insane. I'm going off the rails on a crazy train. I'm going off the rails on a crazy train. I know that things are going wrong for me. Gotta listen to my words, yeah, yeah. what we become. Inheriting troubles, I'm mentally numb. Yeah, crazy, I just cannot bear. 'Cause I'm living with something that just isn't fair. My mental wound's not healing. Who and what's to blame? I'm going off the rails on a crazy train. I'm going off the rails on a crazy train. I'm going off the rails on a crazy train. Yes, I'm going off the rails on a crazy train. I'm going off the rails on a crazy train.
Here has been recorded on the tape magnetically. But mind you, this stereophonic tape player is not just ordinary hi-fi.
It isn't?
No, sir. This is hi-fi plus. This is a new dimension in sound. This is
what I want to hear already.
Okay. Now.
Uncle John's Pancake House, German Swedish buttermilk. Uncle John's Pancake House, potato pancakes, smooth as silk. Uncle John's Pancake House, date nut waffles and pecan. Uncle John's Pancake House, French and African banana.
Thank you. How are you? How are you? Munni bhai, how are you? How are you? How are you? Munni bhai, how are you?
चमन
ओ चमन द पुत्र इधर बैठ।
हाउ आर यू? हाउ आर यू मुन्नी भाई? हाउ आर यू? डोंट टेल लाई, डोंट फील शाई, टेल मी व्हाई यू लाइक आई।
व्हाट इज दिस चिगड़ी फेस? कोई न खेले हमारा देश, आरिया जारिया ओ सिटी मारिया।
हिल आई लाइक योर गोटा।
जाने बहार गुले गुलजार
ओए नबूद पुत्र।
हाउ आर यू? हाउ आर यू मुन्ने भाई? हाउ आर यू? डोंट टेल लाई, डोंट फील शाय, टेल मी व्हाई यू लाइक आई। आई लाइक योर गोटा।
कम ऑन सनी,
आई लाइक योर गोटा। आई लाइक योर
Thank you.
just vibe of man must have my fun. I'm never sad, it can't be done. The people are talking, but I don't care. I'm 21, far from done, I've just begun. Wrap your chops round this stick of tea, blow this gauge, and get high with me. Good tea is my weakness, I know it's bad. It sends me gay, and I can't wait, I'm Viper Man.
You keep saying you got something for me, something you call love, but confess, you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. Now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying